podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Hey guys, there's an opportunity that has opened up at a company where I've always wanted to work. I have all the skills that they're looking for, and I have several years experience. This is one of my dream jobs, so I can't wait to send my resume. Then I saw a line in their job posting that said, college degree required.
That little piece of paper.
She writes, I went to college for 2 years but never graduated, but I know this job inside and out, and I've had great success at it. So my husband suggested, do you see where this is going? My husband suggested that I just fudge on my resume and say I have a college degree, even though I don't. I think my experience is more important than some piece of paper, but I can't tell them that. How do you guys feel about telling one little lie on a resume? It's not like companies check with colleges, is it? Thanks. Love your show. And we're going to call her Kendra.
It's been so long since I applied for a job. Do companies check for that? I mean, it's probably just a simple phone call to their
alumni
records department.
Right.
I have to tell you, when I was for years in the position of hiring and firing, and I looked at so many resumes, and I would glance at that. But for me, when I'm hiring people to be on the radio and to talk and to do a show,
sure,
I don't give a rat's if they have a college degree or not. So I didn't care about that. And I would see it sometimes, but I never called on
right.
that. I would call references, and I would call past employers, but I never looked twice at the college thing.
She's got a point, though. It's like, do you check? Do they ask to say, I mean, do they say bring in your...
A copy of your diploma?
A copy of your diploma.
Who has a copy of their diploma?
Dude, mine's hanging on my wall. It's framed and in on my wall.
Where?
In my office area.
Yeah, that doesn't
Why
surprise
not?
Me.
Why not?
Okay.
You worked for so long to get it. Why not display it?
That is so
it's
cute.
It's the most expensive thing you
Right.
Have
if there was a
house,
flood, I would take that and run out of the house. I'm like, oh, crap, the kids are still in there, but oh, my God, my diploma.
My worry is, I say, yeah, sure, go ahead and do it. But my worry is that she's going to say she went to CU. Okay, let's say that's the college she went to for 2 years. So what the heck? I just graduated from CU. And then the person interviewing could be like, oh, my God, I graduated from CU that year, too.
So what you're telling me is, if you're going to lie, you're supposed to pick some random college somewhere
like,
about 1,500 miles away. But don't make it a small school.
Right.
Because if you
large.
Do that and you do run into somebody who went there, then that. So you got to pick
even
some
harder.
Semi-large school. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the Rhode Island School
don't
of Design.
Don't pick Harvard.
Right.
I went to Harvard. I say don't lie. So
you say don't.
Don't lie. It's too
Emily,
too easy
I say,
to get caught.
No, I say do.
Lie
because
it up,
I
huh?
do. I don't think it's going to come up. And her references and her experience should speak.
You are a sneaky SOB, aren't you?
I am an employed SOB, Jeremy.
I'm so passionate about one particular angle of this, but I'll withhold comment for now. But I want to see what people have to say about this. 303-631-1MIX. 631-1649, do you tell Kendra, lie to get the job, or do you say just be honest and just try to get a different job? You know, how do you sleep at night?
It's not just a job.
This is where the lying starts, then what?
Here's Jeff. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What do you got to say about this?
I say don't lie. Starting a relationship with an employer is no different than any other relationship you'd enter into, and it should be based on the truth. And if you started out with a lie, that relationship will never grow and flourish like it could or should.
Well, I know that's what all the books say, but is that real life?
Oh, sure, because she's going to have to do another lie, another lie, another lie, and then pretty soon she can't keep track of all of her lies.
How many lies will she have to keep up with this? And once she starts and she's kicking butt, who's going to come back and say, you remember 2 years ago you said you graduated from college?
Right.
Nobody's ever going to ask her.
How come you don't have a college mug for your morning coffee?
All right, Jeff, we got your vote. Don't lie.
Don't be a liar.
All right, buddy. Thanks for being
Bye, Dr.
on
Phil.
The show. Here's Sarah. Hey, Sarah.
Good morning.
Is she lying or not?
I say don't lie. Mm-hmm. I say she should put the college experience on there for however long she attended and whatever she was studying under so that she has and can show that she has the college experience, but let the rest of her resume speak for the skills and stuff that she has. Because if they find out that she did lie later on, she could get fired on the spot just for lying on her resume.
Yeah.
You know, I have a friend who's going through a very extensive process right now, and she says that people will ask to put specific things on the resume, and then when they interview her, they're asking the same things. And she's like, I don't even think they look at resumes. I think it's just a big fat waste of time. So, yeah, maybe just putting the experience.
Sarah, you got the second vote for Don't Lie. Thanks for calling us.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Here comes Emily. Hi, Emily.
Hi there.
What's your thought?
So I'm going to have to say Don't Lie because I work in human resources. I do background checks. We do check education. Uh-huh. And just like the previous caller said, if you falsify your application, that's an automatic disqualification.
Well, let me ask you this. How many companies do you think, just guessing, how many companies do you think check the education?
I would say most major companies, especially if a job posting where they state that a college degree is required.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean that a degree is actually required to do the job. Sometimes that's just their preference. And so her being honest and saying, no, I don't have a degree, but showing all this experience, that may still get her in the door.
Thanks for being on the show, Emily. Appreciate your experience on this.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You as well.
Bye.
Here's Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
So far, it's 3-0, Don't Lie. Where are all the liars who listen to our show?
Yeah, where's all the Photoshoppers that are making their diplomas on their computer?
I know we've got liars listening. Are they just not? You know what? They just don't want to call.
Right.
Unless Mary, you're saying she should lie.
No, I don't think she should lie.
Okay.
For all the same reasons, companies do check, especially if it's a more high-level type of position. You can get fired if they later find out you lied. And third, I just think it's unethical. You know, people work hard for those degrees.
Yeah, you know, what's funny is that you're the fourth vote, and you're the first person who's brought up ethics or morals. Or everybody else is like, no, they'll check.
That whole thing.
Right.
If they were going to check, it didn't sound like anybody had a problem with it.
Ethics, schmeckics.
Right. I wonder if you could lie just to get in the door. And you say you have it. Wow them at the interview. Wow them with your experience and be like, listen, I don't really have that degree. But wow them first. I wonder if that would carry
through. I kind of like that idea. Mary, thanks for calling.
Okay, you take care.
See ya.
We will take care. Here's Diane. Diane, you get the last word. I'm hoping you're going to be a liar.
Not a liar. Sorry.
All right.
I'm a director of human resources, and I do check education. It's one of the most common things that people lie about on their resume, and it's the easiest to check. And frankly, references aren't all that. You know, I mean, who's going to put down a reference that's going to say something bad about you?
Right.
So they're only a certain level of reliability.
So who do you call? Do you just call the school directly? Is there a special hotline?
Yeah, you just call admissions.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good to know.
Yep. You said it's one of the most common lies. So you know I have to ask you, what are some of the other lies that are your favorites?
Oh, boy. Frankly, people will put down places that they have worked that they never even worked before.
Holy cow. I would think bilingual, too. Bilingual would be a big lie for me. Oh, yeah, I speak fluent Spanish.
Yeah, Donata.
Si.
And one of the ways to get around it, frankly, I don't go a lot by a resume. I go a lot by a cover letter. And if he doesn't have the experience or the college degree, use a cover letter to explain her level of experience that will make her a fit for the job.
Ooh, and spritz it with perfume for an extra touch.
Like a love letter.
Perfect,
Emily.
Diane, thanks for helping us.
Beautiful.
Sure.
Have a good day.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.